Chapter 1. Holiday Plans. Neil Mackenzie and Julie Goodwin are best friends. They are in the same class at Redwood High School, and they do everything together. Now it's the summer holidays, and they are planning a special trip to Africa. They are sitting in Neil's bedroom, looking at a large map of Africa. They are looking for a lake called Lake Victoria.
"There it is,"
says Neil.
"That's where my dad's camp is, near Lake Victoria."
"Wow, Africa is enormous,"
says Julie.
"And Lake Victoria is vast. Look at all the countries next to it. Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, Burundi. There must be a lot of animals and birds there. Are there lions and elephants and giraffes?"
"Yes, and a lot of other animals too,"
laughs Neil.
"But remember, Julie, we're going there to help my dad."
"What's he looking for exactly?"
asks Julie.
"Well, Dad has a theory that there was an advanced civilization in that area thousands of years ago."
"What? A forgotten civilization?"
asks Julie.
"Yes, and probably not African. He thinks the people were from another continent, perhaps from the Middle East, and they migrated to East Africa in about 500 BC. A team of archaeologists is working near the lake at the moment, looking for traces of these people. My dad is their boss."
Neil's father is a famous archaeologist, Dr. Duncan Mackenzie. Neil and Julie are going to fly to the camp this summer to help with the excavations. They are very excited. They want to visit Africa and see all the wonderful creatures that live there. They both like archaeology and they love mysteries. They hope to find some important things to help Dr. Mackenzie. The door opens and Mrs. Mackenzie, Neil's mum, comes in to show them some photographs.
"What are those, Mrs. Mackenzie?"
asks Julie.
"They're metal objects, bracelets and rings from the site at Lake Victoria,"
replies her friend's mother.
"Are they very old, mum?"
asks Neil.
"Your dad thinks they're from around 200 BC,
she says.
"Wow!"
exclaims Julie.
"That's old! What's that motif on the objects?"
"It's an eagle. The experts think it was the symbol of the forgotten civilization,"
replies Mrs. Mackenzie.
"It looks Egyptian,"
says Julie.
"Exactly,"
replies Neil.
"And Dad thinks they were originally people who migrated from Egypt down the River Nile into Uganda to found a city somewhere in the area near the lake,"
explains Neil.
"It's a controversial idea, Julie. Some other experts think that my husband is mad,"
Neil's mother says, smiling.
"He hopes to find some evidence to prove it this summer."
"It's like a film! A real mystery!"
says Julie.
"Imagine if we find some treasures! Or some tombs! Or a mummy! Like the ones in Egypt!"
"Hey, wait a minute, Indiana Jones!"
laughs Neil.
"If we are really lucky, we can find some small artifacts. I don't think we're going to find a lost city."
"You never know,"
replies Julie.
"What time does our plane leave on Saturday, Mrs. Mackenzie?"
"It leaves at 10 o'clock. Is your passport ready, dear?"
"Yes, but can you help me to pack my bag? I'm not sure what to take,"
says Julie.
"Of course. Why don't you bring your backpack here tomorrow and we can see if you've got everything you need,"
suggests Neil's mother.
"Okay, Mrs. Mackenzie, thanks. I must go now, Neil. I'm going to go shopping with my mum later. She wants to buy me some new walking boots for the trip. See you tomorrow,"
says Julie.
"Okay, Julie, see you,"
replies her friend.